worker, a guy, hire a Jewish worker to work with his wine. There's Stam Yenim here. The guy has a wine factory and needs somebody to drive the wine from place to place. So a Jew takes the job. Hasech resapel, the guy hires a worker. Lasses imoy, to work with him. The yayinesech, to help him with his yayinesech. Salacharis chora yasa, that the Jew is not allowed to take pay. And if he takes pay, the pay that he receives is asa bano. Since the wine is asa bano, stam yenim is asa bano, to not let him work and make money through yayinesech. What's going to be schoroi lasses imoy melachacheris? This Jew works for the guy, but his main job is not to move the wine. He's a truck driver that he moves apple juice. That's his main job. So now, afal pi shomruloi heveli chav yishol yainesach imaklamakam. Even though the guy today tells the Jew, listen, today instead of moving the apple juice, I want you to move my barrels of wine, my barrels of yainesach, from one place to another place. So then scharamuta. Then, since there's one large sum, the Jew gets paid not only for this one job of moving the wine, but his main paycheck is because I'm hired to work to move apple juice. Since the paycheck is for the apple juice, even though there's some money involved with the yayin esek, that's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how much of it is mutter. Hasecher es hachamor, you hire a truck driver, and the Gemara's times was the donkey, you hire a donkey driver, hachamor. You want this donkey driver to move for you, transport your yayin nesach. So the guy hires a Jew. The Jew has his donkey, his transportation system, and he's moving now the wine from place to place. So again, the Jew is not allowed to do this, and the pay that he gets is also banor. The schar, the reward, the pay you get is also also. What's going to be sochra leisha v'leho? The guy stam hires the donkey. The Jew to drive his donkey to move him. The guy wants to move. The guy wants to sit on the donkey. Now, even though when the guy travels, he takes along some stock with him. He wants to make sure on the way he'll have what to drink. So even though the guy now puts in the saddle a bottle of wine there, schari mutter, still the schar is mutter. Because we don't say that he's paying you for able to carry his bottle of wine. No, he's paying you because he wants to ride. The guy wants to ride on your donkey. So therefore, that's mutter. You're allowed to take the schar. That's the side of our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to work with yayin nesach. Yayin nesach, that's really yosef ba'anor. So the schar, the reward, the pay you get for it, is also awesome. So where it says, my time is schar yosef. Let's see why. Why is the pay that you get for working with yayin nesach, why should that be yosef? It's not the yayin itself. You're not drinking the wine. You're not having hanor directly from the wine. You're getting money. What's wrong with keeping this money? Elaine, if you want to tell me, since yayin nesach itself. So far the word yayin nesach means, Pashin Gemara's times, that when a guy owns wine, like for sure he already put his hand into the wine, and he made a shikshik. He already shook up the wine. So it's real yayin nesach. So real yayin nesach is also bano. If so, scharanami yasa. Maybe that's the klal of all Yisuri Anor. Anything that's also to have enjoyment from it, even if you work with it, you can't take pay. The pay is also also. So Mer says, no, it's not true. Vare orla ukla kerem. You have teris, orla, the first 3 years that it grows. The tree is growing. Or else klaya kerem, you have your wheat and barley that you planted in the kerem and the vines. And now it's all also banor. The asurim banor, you're not allowed to have anor from these teris. Utanan, still we learned, Mochron, if somebody takes these pears of Orla, and he sells it to somebody, and he gets money, and now the Kiddush B'dimayim, he takes this money, and he's Mekadosh his wife with it, he uses it for Kiddushin, Halach Riz Mekadoshes. That even though you're not allowed to do it, you are not allowed to sell these pears, and the money you receive, you did an Issa with it, but Lamaisa, once you have the money, it's your money, and the money now that you have is Mutabano. Once you did the Issa, the money does not become asa. If you marry your wife with it, the kedushin is chal. So you see, the money is not tofas. Even though the teiris all is asa banor, but the money you get for it is mutar banor. You're allowed to use this money. See, also, even though yayin nesach itself is asa, but now you work with the yayin nesach. So true, it was asa for you to take the paycheck. But once you have the paycheck now, the money should be mutar banor. Elder Gemara says, the Pshan, the Mishnah is like this, maybe. Elohoyu v'toifer says domo. Ki avores kechavim. We had before that there's a chumra on avodah zarah that if you have, let's say, an idol, the avodah zarah itself, if you sell it, so the demei avodah zarah is also asa bano. It's tough as the domim. If you sell it, the money also has an issa avodah zarah on it. So maybe here also that the money, the pay that you get for working with yain nesach is also asa. Rashi hoyel v'toifes as domim hazachavim dechivon dinis nasach la'avres chavim. So far, we're talking about real yain nesach, the wine that the guy himself poured or shook it up for avodah zarah. So arehi kavres chavim, that wine has the loch like real avodah zarah. Tidomeh asurim, that if a guy would sell it or a Jew would sell it, the money is also kedamurim, like we have before. Kol sha'ato muhu hemenu, anything that comes out from avodah zarah, harayu kamo, is like the avodah zarah itself. Just like if you sell the avodah zarah, the money you receive for the zasa bano, so have mean is schar pulas enami yosom. Therefore, even though you're not in the Mishnah, the guy is not selling you the yain nesach, but since you're getting your pay by working with the yain nesach, that's also considered like the mei avodah zarah, that the money is zasa bano. Maybe that's in the Mishnah. So Gemara says no. For a shvius, we know peiros that grew on shmita, on the 7th year peiros shmita. Halacha is the toifas es domeho. If somebody has peiros that grew beheta, like you happen to have an orange tree and it gives off oranges on shmita, so you're allowed to eat those oranges. Just it has kedusha shmita. He has to be knowing certain kedusha with it. So now let's say you sell it. Halacha is the money also receives kedusha on it, and that money also you have to be knowing the kedusha. But tanan, still we learn that even though that shvius is tofes es domeho, when you sell the pair of shvius, the money has kedusha shvius on it. Still, tanan, we learn like this: hoy mele poyer. If the master tells his worker, hey lech dinazer, I'm paying you a din, I'm paying you money. Lokot li boy yerakayim, I want you to go and collect yerakas for me today. It's shmita, and I'm asking you today, go out and collect vegetables for me. So schara yasa. Then we say the schara is yasa, meaning it has kedusha shmita on it. So Rashi says lokat liboy means loshen mecher. I'm telling you, like, take this money and collect for me $10 worth of vegetables. So it looks like I'm telling you, here's $10, and you sell me, give me back vegetables. Therefore, it's like a mechira. So we say the money is tofas to kedusha shvius on it. And also Rashi just says, it means to say that when it comes to Zman HaBir, the Zman that you have to take out the Perish Shvius from your house, so then you have to get rid of this money also. So if you tell your worker, like, get $10 worth of vegetables for me, that's awesome. But if you tell your worker like this, listen, I just want you to work for me today. Today, go out in the fields and collect for me a day's worth of vegetables. And then I'll pay you for the work. I'm not paying you like to sell me the vegetables. I don't say give me $10 worth of vegetables. I say today you work for me. I want you to work for me today. What's the work? Go out on the fields and collect as much vegetables as you could. When you come home at night, I'll pay you for the day's work. In such a case, it says clearly, schar emuta, that the Jew, the workman, is allowed to keep the pay, and it has nothing to do with kedusha shvius. So you see, even though if you buy perish shvius, if you sell the peiros, the money has kedusha, but that's only if it's a direct exchange for the peiros itself. Just like by yain nesach, if you would sell the yain nesach itself, so then the money, which is an exact exchange for the yain nesach, then the money would become awesome. But where it's not an exchange for the peiros shvius, it's only I'm hiring you to work for me today. I'm telling you, please work today and collect for me vegetables from shmita. If so, then when I pay you at night for the work, the money is muta. So we see schorer, when you're just working with the object, the pay you get for work is called a dover achar. It comes from the side. It's not an exchange for the yisa. So it's a better question on our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say that if you work with the yain nesach, if you're just a truck driver for yain nesach, why is the pay yasa? It's an indirect money. It's not an exchange for the yain nesach. The money should be muta. Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you, Kenasu sheakonsu chachomim v'chamorim uvayay nesach. There's a special kenas that the chomim made that a person that's a truck driver, that's a chamorim, means people that transport with their donkeys, and with Yai Nesach. We'll soon see what Loch of Chamor is. But Shana Mishnah is a special Chumrah. There's a Chumrah of Yai Nesach, because even though usually when something is Asa Bahano, you're allowed to do work with it. If you just work with it, you move it around, and because of that somebody pays you for the work, you're allowed to take the work, the money. Really, the money is Mutta. It's not called an exchange for the Yai Nesach. There's a special Chumrah in our Mishnah. By Yai Nesach, the Rabbanah did not want a Jew to even work with the Yai Nesach. Therefore, they said the pay you get is also. But not Mi'ikar Adin, it's only a Knas. That's what Rabbi Huam, Rabbi Yechon says. Knasu Shekonsu Chomet the Chamorim over Yai Nesach. Now, what are these two cases? Yai Nesach Od Yamorim. So Chumrah of Yai Nesach, the way we just explained, like in our Mishnah. That even though really just for working, for transporting the wine, the money should be mutter, the Rabbanah made a knas, though, no, since you're working, you're getting your money because you're working with Yai Nesach, the Rabbanah made a special chumrah here, that money is also like Dinei Avodah Zarah, it's awesome. Chamorim, where's the second chumrah the Rabbanah made about a donkey driver? Chamorim, Mahi, Tatani, you learn like this. Ha Chamorim, Shoye Oisin, Melocha, Perishriyas. Somebody has a donkey system. Whoever wants things to be moved, he'll move it with his donkeys. And somebody hires him to work with Peres Shvias. He has an old apple tree here that gave off apples on Shemitah, and they have Kedusha Shemitah on them. So he wants now these apples to be moved from place to place. The halacha is Schar and Shvias, that the schar, the pay, the chamor receives, the donkey driver receives, is also has Kedusha Shvias on it. Schar and Shvias. See, though Mikra did the way we just learned, the pay you receive for working with the Paris should not be also, it should be Mutagamo. Still, the Rabbanah made a special Chumrah. By Chamorim, they made a Chumrah that the pay they get for working, for transporting the Paris Shemitah, has a locha like Shemitah, and it has Kedusha Shemitah on it. Now, my Schar and Shvias, what does it mean to say by this Chamorim, this donkey driver, that the paycheck that he receives has Kedusha Shvias? What does it mean to say? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Diavin and Lahu, Schar mi Perish Shvias, if you want to say that the master pays the Chamor, pays the driver with Perish Shvias. Now they hire you for the day, I owe you $100, so instead of giving you a bill, I give you $100 worth of apples. If that's the case, so much anyway, you don't need a new Knas. Nimsa Zeh Pareya Choyvoy mi Perish Shvias. Anyway, that's awesome. If you have Perish Shvias, it has Kedusha. The Torah says with Peres Shvias, the Torah says li'ochlo, that you're allowed to eat the Peres, that's true, but v'loy l'schara, you're not allowed to do business with Peres Shemitah. So here also, you're not allowed to pay up your chayvus. If you owe somebody work for you, and you owe him money, you're not allowed to pay up that money with Peres Shemitah. Peres Shvias has Kedusha on it. There's a hetter for you to eat it, that's all. But you're not allowed to do business with it. You're not allowed to use it to pay your chayvos. So anyway, here the owner cannot pay his workmen Perish Shvias. That can't be the case here. That's not this new knas that if the workman receives Perish Shvias, it has kedusha. Anyway, that's awesome. V'yela must be like this: the kodesh scharin, the kedusha shvias. Like we say now, that if this workman, the donkey driver, receives his paycheck, that he worked for somebody today and he transported Perish Shvias. The end of the day, the owner gave him $100 bill. That $100 bill, it has Kedusha Shemitah. That with a Knas Rabbanan, since this pay you received for the work that you work with Peres Shvias, it also has Kedusha Shvias. So Murray asked the question, Omi Kodesh, is that true? Is that true that the work, the pay you receive for working with Peres Shvias, does it become also? V'yatani, we learn like this. If somebody says to his worker, listen, Heilech dinozeh, like we have before, if the owner goes to a worker and says, listen, here's a dinner, here's $10, for luckily Yerakayom, I want you to collect for me today $10 worth of vegetables, luckily Yerakayom, I want you today to work for me to collect vegetables of Shemitah, and I'll pay you at nighttime for the work you did, that says clearly, Schari Mutta, says clearly, even though you worked for me today, collecting Perish Shemitah, at night when you receive your paycheck, it's mutter. It's not called an exchange for the Perish Shemitah. It's called you're getting paid for the work you did. The work was mutter, so the paycheck is also mutter. You see, clearly, the paycheck you receive for working with Perish Shemitah is mutter. What's going to be though if the master tells the worker, L'koitli yerek boi hayoim, that if I tell you, like, I want you to collect $10 worth of vegetables, so then we said, looks like you're telling him, here's $10, and I want to buy off you $10 worth of vegetables, so that's called like a mechira, then the locher is chariyasa. Then the money you receive is like an exchange, a direct exchange for the peris. It's like I'm paying you for the peris. When I pay you the dimei shvius, that is us, that has kedusha shvius. So Akoponim says clearly that if you're only getting paid for the work that you did, the money is mutter. So how could you tell me there's a knas by chamorim that the paycheck you receive for working with peris shvius, the paycheck is also? So when says Amar Abaye says li olam yavinin lei schar mi peris shvius. Yes, the price the knas is talking about where the owner paid his worker $100 worth of apples of Shemitah. He paid him with Peres Shvius. So the question was, how could the master do this? Well, the Vakashlok, he had a question. The Torah says, Li'ochlo, there's a new heti, you're allowed to eat the Peres of Shemitah. On the seventh year, the Peres that grows by itself, you're allowed to eat them. But V'loy L'schayra, you're not allowed to do business with it. So here, how could you pay up your Chayvos? If you're paying up your debts, that's like business. So Mar says, I tell you, we're talking about now, it was done b'tzad heter. It was done in a way that really was supposed to be mutter. Just here it's a knas, then it becomes also. How is the way that you're allowed to pay up your debts with Peres Shvius? Could it not, like, learn like this, a new heter about Peres Shvius. I'll turn over. Yes. But it's now done like this. A person should not say to his friends,